I'm in Newcastle for me sins, sorting out the roof of Lucian's new club. It's in a back lane off the big market, a bit of a dive, used to be a solicitor's offices. Lucian's got this team of Polish builders in, and I don't understand a word they say, but they're a canny bunch of lads. At least the foreman, Marek, speaks a bit of English. They seem to like me too, which might have something to do with me sorting out that traffic warden who came sniffing around the first night they were here. They're dossing down on sightseeing, their van's on the double yellers out front. I was in the office when it happened. I heard raised voices and a lot of Polish, so I went down to say what was up, and there's this little parking vulture tapping away at his computer. He was going to give them a ticket, and Marek was doing his nut, so I called the warden over, showed him me fans, and told the specky little twat to piss off. God, I hate traffic wardens. What do you mean, worried about drawing attention to myself? Bollocks, we're fireproof, we are. Well, you know what I mean, friends in all the right places. We've had no trouble since, and the van's been there a month now. Funny that. I'm not enjoying sleeping on the office floor, mind. It's not what I'm used to, too much like being back on the streets. Marek said yesterday he was surprised they didn't wake me during the renovations. We make early start every day, finish late, he says. Hammering, banging, all the time. They've been taking a wall down. But we not see you. You not disturbed by our work? I shake me head. He shakes his. You must sleep of dead, no? Then jabbers something in Polish at Stanislav, who's just put a nail through his hand, the silly sod. He doesn't see me smile as I excuse myself. I tell him the sight of blood makes me nauseous and he laughs. It doesn't, of course, it makes me hungry and it wouldn't do to eat the stuff. They also like me because I can drink them under the table, which is no mean feat if you've seen how much Polish vodka these lads can put away. 95% proof it is, and you could probably run your car on it. It's an interesting fact, though, that I can still drink. But no matter how much alcohol I pour down me neck, I never get pissed. Impresses Marek no end, that does. You remember that woman in the back of me white van? Yeah, that's the one. Turns out she was a goodwill gesture from Lucian to the head lad up here. Something about sailing the deal in blood, Lucian says. Aye, that's right. We're everywhere, if you'd only look. Not too hard, though. You might not like what you find. In the end, I swapped vans in an industrial estate in Gateshead a night late. But I reckon we must have got away with it, because I haven't heard anything about the late delivery since. The deeds to the club and a bundle of used 50s were in the glove box as arranged, which is handy, because Marek's very obliging for cash. The only bother we've had so far is with the knuckle-dragging arseholes who own the club further up the street. They reckon they're hard lads, Geordie Benson and the big market boys that call themselves. Bunch of wangers. Anyway, two of them caught Thomas having a fag out the back by the bins the other night and give him a right good going over. Broke all his fingers, which is a bit of a bastard in being a chippy. Piotr found him, he's Marek's gas fitter. He comes in all full of hell, the veins on his neck in danger of bursting. I had to look away. When I found out what had occurred, I was all for calling the emergency number Lucian gave me, but Marek's all, is no problem, we take care of this. He looks at me with his half smile and an expression that'd chill you to the bone. He scares the fuck out of me when he's like that and I'm a vampire. I wouldn't want to have to take him on. He'd lose, but still. I was not always builder, is all he says, and I believe him. Next morning's gas explosion, that's what Plod says it is, and how am I to argue? Completely levels Geordie's place, taking him and most of his crew with it. We knew they were still in there, cause Thomas had been casing the place from our front window. Poor sod couldn't do much else, his fingers splintered like that. Just watch, drink vodka and curse. I met Geordie the first day I arrived. He couldn't wait to pop over and introduce himself. I put two of his lads in hospital that time. Fat, greasy bastard is. Was Geordie. Forehead like a set of step balconies and beady eyes like a rat, but you could see the menace behind them. Smoked like a chimney too and didn't give a fuck about rules and regulations. I'm pretty sure the anti-smoking law didn't extend as far as Geordie's office in the club. I just neglected to appraise Marek of that fact. Turns out Piotr was over there the night before after closing time, doctoring the booze in Geordie's office so they were all sound asleep when it blew. I never did find out how he got in, probably best not to ask, nor am I. I think Marek and Piotr only planned to gas Geordie and his lads, but hey, two birds with one stone and all that. Lucian's club should do quite nicely now the competition's out the picture. Anyhow, I'd better get on. We open tomorrow night, and there's still a million and one things need doing. I've got pole dancers to interview for one thing, and the very thought is making me peckish.